The White House has been in a lot of headlines this week, with Louis Libby on trial and the Senate convulsed over President Bush's Iraq policy. But Mr. Bush himself wasn't producing many headlines. His public schedule includes a single event over the past few days, and none are on tap for tomorrow. That has led to speculation that the president is adjusting to his status as a lame duck, a label that he has insisted he would never tolerate. NPR's David Green reports from the White House.
If you ever want to get a rise out of President Bush, just ask him if he thinks his presidency is winding down. Here's how he responded back in December.
I'm going to sprint to the finish, and we can get a lot done, and you're talking about legacy. Here, I know, look, everybody's trying to write the history of this administration even before it's over.
His administration is, in fact, far from over. But these days, if you wander around the area where White House reporters do their work, you notice something.
It's just kind of quiet. There's kind of a sleepy feel. People aren't showing up here as much. The briefings are far less populated than they used to be.
Julie Mason's a longtime White House correspondent for the Houston Chronicle. She's noticed many colleagues have been focusing more on Capitol Hill or getting out on the 2008 campaign trail. She says the coat rack here in the reporter's workspace used to be full every day.
But not lately. I'm counting five, and it looks like at least two of them may date back to the Ford administration.
And then there are the vending machines, where especially the caffeinated beverages always ran out.
You can see, no, there's no problem. There's plenty of Diet Coke. Unheard of.
Mason says she's also sensed a change when she's called up professors or experts to talk to them about President Bush.
It becomes sort of a treasure hunt, trying to locate someone who can comment on Bush, because they're all paying attention to other things.
Is this pretty new since the election, or since State of the Union, or when?
Definitely since the election. People are just sort of tuned out to what he's doing, and nothing he's doing is very interesting, especially this week.
This week, Mr. Bush started out with a Monday cabinet meeting. Afterwards, he told reporters a bit about his new budget, and he spoke briefly about Iraqi leaders and their attempt to put a new program in place to reduce violence.
And the fact that government officials are now saying that it's time to start implementing the plan is a good sign. It shows that they understand that now is the time to do the things necessary to protect their people. Thank you.
Right after the cameras and microphones went off, the president joked with David Gregory of NBC News. Gregory has been spending time hosting the Today Show, and Mr. Bush said to Gregory, "You're trying to get in the big time. You're leaving us." Beyond that cabinet meeting, the president made a couple short hops across the Potomac to Virginia this week. He stopped Tuesday in Manassas to talk about his budget and tour a technology company.
I appreciate Pat, the site director, who gave me a tour. He tried to explain all the big machines that were there to a history major. I played like I understood.
And yesterday, he flew to the mountains to discuss National Park Service funding.
Laura and I and the secretary really appreciate the good folks here at Shenandoah National Park for their hospitality and their hard work in making this beautiful part of our country accessible to citizens.
It was snowy up at Shenandoah, and he had to move inside to a visitor center. The event didn't show up on cable news channels or cause much of a stir back in Washington. Today, Mr. Bush was visiting the Department of Homeland Security to get a terrorism briefing. Aides said he could have been briefed at the White House, but that it's important for him to get out and see what's going on at the departments and agencies. After all, he's in charge of them for another 23 months. David Green, NPR News, the White House.